Hi guys, this is Fiona from IELTS with Fiona and IELTS Exam Training Courses and Members Academy. Today I'm going to take you through what I've been doing on Instagram this week, which is all about complex sentences. Now, if you want a quick version, I have a YouTube 10-minute tutorial about this. But the problem with that is, you know, people have short attention spans, so I make the video really short, which means I don't get to go into any depth about the topic. So the benefits of a podcast is that I can go into more examples and hopefully give you a clearer picture of ways that you can make your writing more complex. And I've tested the system. I tested this with my class this week, and basically, we took a very basic essay and we tried to make it more complex by adding these things that I'm going to talk about. And what a huge difference it has made to their writing. So I know that this works, and what I'm going to do is talk you through each one with some examples. But if you have any more, then please do let me know, because as we've been talking about this on social media and in class, other people have suggested things that I haven't added. So now they are included and you'll see them in the podcast. Of course, if you want to get the full worksheet with all the examples, the final examples, then that's available in my Members Academy. And just so that you know, the 28-day vocabulary course, I am closing it for a short time on August the 1st. So the reason for that is simply technical issues with, not issues, but I'm changing my email provider. So one of the promises I made about the 28-day course is that you will receive a daily motivational email on top of everything else, on top of all the materials and the videos and the Facebook group and live and all of that. You also get a daily task, and it takes quite a long time to set those up and to get them to work. But when I move to a different provider, I'm just worried that it'll take longer than I planned, and I don't want to promise something that I cannot fulfill. But if you join before August the 1st, then that will set off the chain of emails before I switch them off, basically. So you'll get those all included for the same price as before. So nothing's changed. You will still, if you go after August the 1st, all the materials will be the same, but I can't guarantee everything until I sort it out, basically. It might be simple. It might take me a day to do it. I don't know yet. I'm just slightly dreading doing it. Anyway, let's get started. So there are 10 ways, although I've thought of some bonus ones afterwards. The first way is a very simple way. It's just a comparison. So comparing two things, you know, simple comparison rules, but you can work on them and make them more complex. So you could say, okay, a simple sentence, this is a sentence. More complex, this sentence is more complex than the previous one. So immediately you're comparing two things. But you can do more than that. You could say it's slightly more complex, or considerably more complex. And that in itself adds more variety. You can analyze. You can say it's twice as complex as. So slightly different. You could then, in a different way, use things we're going to talk about later. So you could say the reason why this sentence is more complex is that it compares two things, which means that the analysis is much deeper. So you're giving emphasis at the start. You're using a which sentence, which we'll talk about later. You could say, although this sentence is an improvement on the first one, it is not as complex as the next one. So not as complex as is a more complex way of making a comparison. And then there are other expressions. So for example, when you're describing charts, you could say the volume produced was 27 tons compared to 37 for France. So just comparing numbers, figures in task one. You can also use rather than or instead of. So for example, if people are sitting at a desk for a long time, rather than doing manual work, this can increase their risk of obesity. So rather than, again, comparing sitting at a desk with doing manual work. And the same goes for instead of. So instead of sitting around, people should be more active, for example. More and more designers are focusing on design rather than on function when they talk about buildings. So those are some varieties of comparisons that you can use. And here you can see I'm talking about things kind of which come within the sentence. So yes, there are other adverbs that you can put at the start of the sentence. You can say likewise or similarly at the start of the sentence, but it doesn't actually make the sentence more complex in itself because it's not joining two sentences. We are focusing on joining two ideas so that your simple idea becomes a more complex one. So point number two is contrast. Now, this sentence is complex, whereas the previous one was simple. There's nothing new here. You know these words like whereas, while, but, and yet, and they all come in the middle of the sentence. So sales of e-books have increased dramatically, while sales of paper books have plummeted. You can swap them round. You can say, while sales of paper books have plummeted, sales of e-books have increased dramatically. So they all swap round. But there's one which doesn't, and that is however. So however comes in the middle of the two clauses, but it's a new sentence with a capital letter. So just make sure you're using a capital letter for however, even though these days people tend to do that less often. Grammatically, technically, you should have a new sentence and however, capital letter. There are other uses of however. For example, however hard I try, I can't seem to understand it. So that's a completely different type, doesn't mean contrast at all. It's more like no matter how hard I try, I can't seem to understand it. I can't fit that into a category, so I'm just adding it here at the moment. Category three is a nice one. It's all about reasons. This can make a huge difference. Let's talk about that in the purpose. Okay, so why were the previous two sentences complex? They were complex because they compared two things. So a simple because plus, and what I call SVO, subject, verb, object, a regular sentence structure. They, subject, verb, compared, and object, two things. So that is a SVO sentence, subject, verb, object. That will be important later. Now, there are still more formal ways of talking about, of using because. So you could say the climate is changing because of human activity. So because of there is followed by a noun and therefore more formal. Similarly, you could say due to the fact that, and that is followed by a SVO, a verb. The planet is warming due to the fact that we continue to release carbon into the air by burning fossil fuels for energy. By extends the sentence when you describe how you do something. Other kind of reasons, slightly different, but they do come up, are things like thanks to. So thanks to new construction techniques and materials, modern buildings now brighten up cities and make them more attractive. So yeah, thanks to. It seems to be positive more than negative. So thanks to increased awareness of the impact that healthy environments have on employees, more and more architects are focusing on design now rather than, there's a comparison, on function. Okay, now quite similar to reasons, but often confused, is number four, which is purpose. I try and explain the difference by asking my students, why did they come to England? And they say, because I wanted to learn English. And you could also say, in order to learn English. But you can see the difference in the grammar. Why did you come here? Because I wanted to. But in order to is slightly different. So when you have a task one where you have to describe changes to a town, for example, it's quite good to use a purpose. So the factory was demolished would be four words. Why? In order to make way for more housing. It extends that point. Even better, the factory was knocked down so that more houses could be constructed. So that again is followed by a noun. So it's a different grammar construction. And do notice, so that more houses could be constructed, gives you the passive tense, which is again more complex. We've talked about using by, which is a kind of purpose. Many people argue that keeping old buildings and repairing them is better because by doing this, the character of the town will be preserved. So it allows you to bring in a purpose. Okay, I'll move on. Question or tip number five is all about concession. Now, concession looks like contrast, and very often people just list them together. They put all of the however, on the other hand, links with these, but they are slightly different, and I'll try to explain why. Although, even though, and despite, and in spite of, are all examples of concession, and we use them to describe something that we might not expect. So, although it was raining, I went for a run. You'd expect if it's raining for me to stay inside, but although allows me to tell the listener that it's not what you might expect. That's my best way of describing it. And in that way, it's kind of different from contrast. Contrast would be it was raining in England, but it was dry in Wales. That's contrast, although is slightly different. So although, even though, and though are used grammatically exactly the same. You can put them at the start of the sentence, in the middle, and with though, you can put it at the end. So there's a little bit of flexibility with that. Now, I always say although is a band six, but despite is a band seven because it is a lot more dangerous. You can just follow with the SVO, despite the fact that, that whole phrase, despite the fact that we know about the problem, we do little to prevent it. That's the simplest way of using despite. Despite being aware of the problem. Despite plus ing, or despite our awareness of the problem, that is a noun form. So despite takes three different grammatical forms after it, and that's why you have to be really careful with it. It's dangerous. Six is all about conditionals. Now, I can't do a whole lesson on conditionals here. That's a completely separate one. It's coming next. But conditionals, of course, what can you do if you add if? Well, so much potential there. So if you use complex sentences, you will get a higher score. You won't get a higher score unless you use conditionals. So there are varieties of if. There's if, provided that, unless, as long as. But But there are other ways. Listen to this. Using conditionals could increase your score dramatically. So if you use conditionals, that means using conditionals. So putting an ing at the start, which we'll talk about later. And of course, the more complex the conditional, so if you're using a third conditional, even better. If the government had acted more quickly, the situation could have been avoided. Third conditional, fantastic if you can use it in the right place. Point number 7 is time expressions. Now, again, I've put a few in here which you might say they're not time expressions, but they kind of fit. So, for example, when considering a ban on advertising, we need to bear in mind the benefits. So when there is a time linker, as soon as the government introduces this legislation, the situation will improve. So you've got when, as soon as, even before or after. One of my lovely Instagram followers gave me their example. I asked the question, why did you choose your job? And they said, I chose to become a chemist after losing a member of my family. And that, you know, the after is a time expression and it's a good one. It's good for a task one when you describe a process before being sent to the factory, the leather goods are packed, for example. And things like the sooner we change our lifestyles, the more likelihood there is of us saving the planet. That's a kind of comparison structure. It's also a conditional structure. You could change that round anyway, but I think it also works as a time expression. Number 8 is the ing form. Not technically a linking word, but makes such a difference to the complexity of your sentence because you're using a noun at the start. So starting a sentence with an ing form can make your writing more formal. Is the same way of saying, if you start your sentence with ing, it will make your writing more formal. So you can see just using a noun at the start really makes your writing sound academic and sophisticated. So there are a few examples I put in the YouTube clip, for example, about mobile phones. Being easily contactable has real advantages for business people and for working parents. Number 9 is all about emphasis. I like this one because my students have been able to use it and basically hit the word count when before they were struggling to get to 250 by using these structures for emphasis. It has two effects. One, it makes their writing much clearer because it tells the reader what to expect. And number 2, you can actually lengthen these so much that they can add 20 words to your word count. So, for example, the most powerful argument in favour of mobile phones is that they can be used to call for help in the most inaccessible places, for example, when a car breaks down in a remote area. So that introduction to the sentence, the most powerful argument in favour of is blah, blah, blah. And then the for example strengthens your argument even more. One of the main reasons why people disagree with zoos is because of animal welfare. One approach would be to increase the number of police, which would act as a deterrent. So lengthening, adding things all the time. And there's this lovely one, not only but also, you know this one. Electric cars have several advantages. Not only are they better for the environment, but they also cost less in the long term. So it's a dangerous one because you have to use inversion. Not only are they better, but again, if you can use them accurately, what a difference they will make. Finally, number 10 is something I've mentioned a few times now, and I think it's the most basic way of adding sophistication to your writing, and it's just which. It just shows that you're thinking through and you're taking the reader to the so what at the end. So there's a question about whether there should be a dress code at work. And this sentence kind of says, well, there are many creative professions where clothes convey a sense of style, which is very desirable in many companies. So you've made your point that actually it's quite stylish to wear different clothes. But why is it important for the question? Well, for many companies, this is very desirable. It's not only where, it can also be where. People prefer to shop online where they can find everything they need without having to leave the sofa. So I've added without there because, again, I couldn't find where to put it. I just liked that example. But we've talked about adding before and after. Without is really a preposition plus ing. But you're talking about the benefits of shopping online. Well, you can find everything you need without having to leave the sofa. Extends your sentence. And also, I've put this at the end, but I've got a completely separate blog post about this. The use of using with plus ing. So, simple sentence. The trend was similar for women. Full stop. Numbers went up significantly, full stop. Two simple sentences. You can link them with. You can say the trend was similar for women, comma, with numbers going up significantly and remaining high throughout the summer. You can always extend it with the ing verb there. And finally, you don't always have to use a with. So here it is often argued that private companies are more efficient, comma, cutting any surplus costs where necessary and incentivizing workers with bonuses and rewards for results. So ing verbs there add sophistication and complexity to that sentence. Finally, I've just put a few notes at the moment. They're just notes at the bottom of my worksheet before I finalize it. And in my notes, I've just added a few little things that didn't seem to fit anywhere. Or things that came up in class. So this came up in class. The most powerful argument in favour of, brackets, demolishing old buildings, but you could put anything in those brackets, could be the fact that they are, brackets, run down, and therefore, brackets, unsafe for people to live in. You know, that's about 30 words. just by adding those extras, the most powerful argument in favour of, could be the fact that it is and therefore and you can fill in the gaps. What else? So followed by is another one that came up. Somebody sent me this one. The largest producer was France, followed closely by Germany. That's a linking word, yes. Relating to, for example, overall, the production of energy involves several stages relating to the opening and closing of the lagoon. So things like when it comes to and as regards, they all introduce two clauses in the sentence. So, for example, there is a marked difference between the two groups when it comes to working 30 hours or less. So you're adding precise examples to your main point. Your main point is there is a difference. But what kind of difference? Well, there's a difference when it comes to how many hours they work. As regards high access cost, The trend was flat, so it introduces the topic as regards the cost. The trend was flat, comma, with a peak of about 15%, comma, but privacy was less of a concern, comma, with a proportion giving this reason, comma, however, comma, doubling from 3 to 6%. And it just goes to show you how far you can take this. I've taken these examples from real models, so I'm collecting them. You should do the same. Whenever you see these examples in real, reliable, good models, then write them down, get used to it, feel comfortable with it, feel confident with using them. If you're not feeling confident, stay safe, stay with the simple ones. Add just an if conditional, a which at the end, a for example maybe. Keep it simple and stay safe. Gradually build up to adding all of these examples as you see them. Okay, I'm going to stop there because I'm sure your mind is, well, either switching off or completely blown, I don't know. If you would like to see most of these examples written down, you can find them in my YouTube video. And I've also put the list on my website now. So I think it's the most recent blog, but if you just put a complex word complex into the search bar on my blog, you'll find two blogs there actually. One of them is this one with the 10 ways, and the other one is a more deeper, a more in-depth look at how to use with plus ing. They're called participle clauses. So two really good blogs there to help you with the question I get asked more than any other question, and that's why I've done it. I've researched a lot, I've put them all together, but I'm sure you can find some other ones. And if you do, please let me know. That would be really helpful. Any examples that you find, I'll add them and I'll make a second supplementary YouTube video full of all your examples. That would be great. And if you're really enjoying my podcast, I would really love you to give me a review. You can do that on iTunes. You could go to my YouTube and just click like, or you could go to Google My Business, just anywhere where you think people would benefit from hearing about my podcast, my YouTube videos and my website. In fact, any of the things that I put on my social media, that would be great. I'd just love for you to leave me a review any way you want. That would be great. Thank you very much. Okay, I'll see you next week. Any requests, welcome. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now. Bye-bye.